The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Well, two female music superstars announced new tours recently. Megastar Taylor Swift's Eras Tour will stop in Atlanta this spring for two shows. That's the closest for the Triangle region. And that's April 28th and 29th. Swift says the Eras Tour is a journey through the musical eras of her career. The announcement prompted fans to register on Ticketmaster to be put in a queue to buy tickets the day they go on sale on November 15th. Swifties, what Taylor Swift fans call themselves, flooded the site, causing Ticketmaster to nearly crash with the sheer volume of visitors, according to MSN. Then Shania Twain's Queen of Me tour stops at Charlotte's PNC Music Pavilion on June 28th. The country music star at 57 will release her new album, Queen of Me, on February 3rd. Shania says she's feeling very comfortable in her own skin and thinks this album reflects that musically. Life is short, and I want to be uplifted, colorful, unapologetic, and empowered. All right, Raleigh Little Theater, the final show for 2022. It's Cinderella, and that's December 2nd through the 18th. This holiday tradition returns for its 38th year. This musical comedy is a holiday sugar plum for the whole family. Just the right mixture of comedy and romance can add the sparkle of magic to your holiday season. This visually stunning musical combines elegant costumes and scenery with singing, dancing, conniving step-relatives, and resourceful fairy folk. That's Raleigh Little Theater's Cinderella, December 2nd through the 18th. All right, the clubs in downtown Raleigh will start off with the schedule for Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street. Wednesday, November 9th, the Mother Tongue Tour with Soul Messiah and special guests. Concert starts at 9. Thursday, November 10th, Irita with Crystal Spiders and Solace at 8. Friday, November 11th, Joshua Ray Walker with Margot Silker at 9. Saturday, November 12th, HR of Bad Brains at 9. Sunday, November 13th, Waiting on Mongo with Deaf Andrews and Logan Whaley Band at 8. Monday, November 14th, Royal Horses at 8. Tuesday, November 15th, Red, and that starts at 8. Wednesday, November 16th, Kit McKay Album Release Party with Matt Southern and Lost Gold and Inskino at 8. Thursday, November 17th, Gangsta Grass at 8. Friday, November 18th, Caitlin Crisco and The Broadcast with The Kind Thieves. And that concert starts at 9. Saturday, November 19th, Sam Frybush Organ Trio with Sonny Miles at night. At 9, rather. And Sunday, November 20th, Autopilot with Thirsty Curses. Their concert starts at 8 o'clock. Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street. Wednesday, November 9th, Todd Snyder with special guest Tommy Prine at 8 o'clock. Thursday, November 10th, Tropodelic with Mike Pinto at 8:30. Friday, November 11th, William Clark Green with Ben Chapman at 8. Saturday, November 12th, Shortest Straw with Stone Whiskey at 9. Sunday, November 13th, St. Lucia Utopia Tour 2022 at 8 o'clock. Thursday, November 17th, Corrosion of Conformity with Spirit Adrift and the Native Howl. That all starts at 7:30. Saturday, November 19th, Enzo with Rome in Silver and Kovex. That concert starts at 10. All right, the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Friday, November 11th, Silver Sun Pickups, Physical Thrills Tour. Saturday, November 12th, Day Glow, People in Motion Tour. Wednesday, November 16th, Manchester Orchestra. Saturday, November 20th, The Taylor Party, Taylor Swift Night. This is 18+. And then Sunday, November 20th, Omar Apollo, The Prototype Tour. Okay, PNC Arena. Tickets can be purchased, of course, at the arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 800-745-3000, and online at thepncarena.com. Sunday, November 13th, Adam Sandler Live. Thursday, December 1st, Chris Tomlin, and Mercy Me. Wednesday through Sunday, December 7th through the 11th, Disney on Ice presents Frozen and Encanto. Wednesday, December 14th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve. January 21st, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. January 28th, Cody Johnson with Randy Houser and Jesse Robb Jr. In February, it's the 2023 Navy Federal Credit Union National Hockey League Stadium Series, and that'll be at Carter-Finley Stadium. All right, the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, Sunday, November 20th, Hillsong United plus Chris Tomlin. Thursday, December 1st, comedian Sebastian Maniscalco, Nobody Does This Tour. Tuesday, December 6th, Daddy Yankee. Saturday, December 10th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve. Then at the Greensboro Coliseum, Saturday, November 12th, Group by Ferme. Friday, November 18th, We Outside Comedy Tour. Wednesday, November 23rd, Los Angeles Azules. Thursday through Sunday, December 1st through the 4th, Dizzy on Ice, Frozen and Encanto. Sunday, December 11th, for King and Country, A Drummer Boy Christmas. Saturday, December 17th, Pentatonics, A Christmas Spectacular. Special guest for that concert, Girl Named Tom. Wednesday, December 28th, WWE Live Holiday Tour. And then moving into next year, Saturday and Sunday, January 14th and 15th, Monster Jam. That's scheduled at Greensboro Coliseum. Cary's Coca Booth Amphitheater is once again gearing up to host the Chinese Lantern Festival. The event runs from November 18th through January 8th, 6 to 10 each day. Chinese lanterns don't just make for a great photo op. In Chinese culture, they are symbols of vitality, social status, and good luck. Cary's Chinese Lantern Festival has more than 40 distinct displays, including a spectacular Chinese dragon. The towering lantern weighs more than 18,000 pounds, is longer than three school buses, and requires a crane with a 15-person crew to install the head on it, that according to Visit Raleigh. In addition to the lantern displays, there will be nightly performances at 6:30, 7:30, and 8:30 on the main stage. You can buy a ticket that will get you into the festival on any day you choose if you need some flexibility on attendance. For an extra cost, you can enjoy the lanterns during golden hour, which is about 90 minutes before opening. These are special twilight tickets and begin at 4:30. Okay, Raleigh Improv for a little bit of comedy, Friday through Sunday, November 11th through the 13th. It's Godfrey, one of the hottest and most versatile comedians on the circuit today. His hilarious one-hour stand-up special, Regular Black, premiered on Showtime in August. This month, he can be seen recurring in Adult Swim's Neon Joe, Werewolf Hunter. Godfrey recently filmed a hysterical game show called Trivia Crack. Thursday, November 17th, at Raleigh Improv, Matt White and Friends. Matt's a comedian, writer, and actor. He went from distracting classmates to engaging audiences. Performances ranging from musicals, commercials, improv, and sketch to stand-up, winner of North Carolina's Funniest 2020, Carolina's Funniest Comic 2013, and Port City's Top Comic 2012. Friday and Saturday, November 18th and 19th, Steve Trevino. He's fluent in wife, loves beer and barbecue, and is America's favorite husband. Steve shares hilarious observations on fatherhood, husbandhood, and modern lifehood at large. Friday through Sunday, November 25th through the 27th at Raleigh Improv, you get a threefer. George Wallace, J. Anthony Brown, and Myra J. By the age of six, George Wallace knew he wanted to be a comedian. He always enjoyed making people laugh. Veteran comedian, actor, and established radio personality J. Anthony Brown has performed stand-up comedy all over the world as well as internationally. The self-styled, tailor-tuned comedian launched his comedy career in a gong show contest in Atlanta. Myra J.'s a comedian. She's an actress. She's a writer. She worked several years as a writer on the hit sitcoms Martin, Hanging with Mr. Cooper, Good News, Tyler Perry's House of Pain, Meet the Browns, and TV1's The Ricky Smiley Show. Thursday through Saturday, December 1st through the 3rd, Brian Simpson, Short Wide Neck Tour. His background as a foster child and Marine Corps veteran has led to a rare combination of life experiences that he managed to channel into a refreshingly unique point of view. Brian is a paid regular at the world-famous Comedy Store, has been named a New Face 2021 at the prestigious Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. Wednesday, December 7th, Carlos Vallarta, a star comedian from Mexico, has taken the stand-up world by storm with his dark humor and sellout crowds all over the country. Good Nights Comedy Club, Friday through Sunday, November 11th through the 13th. It's talent. Talent's comedic style is firmly grounded within his innate ability to combine impromptu humor and an instinctive timely delivery, often referred to as comedy's king of New York. Wednesday, November 16th, Eric Newman. He's appeared on season 3 of Comedy Central's This Week at the Comedy Cellar, as well as season 1 of Netflix's The Eliza Schlesinger Sketch Show. In 2021, he was featured in the Jerusalem Post as one of the Jewish comedians who stayed relevant during the COVID-19 pandemic. Thursday through Saturday, November 17th through 19th, at Good Nights, Adam Conover. Adam is a comedian and the creator, writer, and star of the hit series Adam Ruins Everything, an educational comedy that dispels common misconceptions. Friday and Saturday, November 18th and 19th, Bad Meat Tour. In what is surely the worst to come out of the pandemic, Colm Terrell, Tim Butterfly, and Mike Rainey are embarking upon a stand-up comedy and live podcasting tour. Sunday, November 20th, The Christie Show. Kristen E. Porter, also known as The Christie Show, she has decided, or she decided to start making improv videos online as different characters. In July 2016, her character, Ms. Shirlene, went viral, and she started traveling the country, performing and singing as her. Tuesday, November 22nd, it's Harrison Tweed at Goodnights. He's a stand-up comedian, writer, actor, and podcaster. He's mostly known as the co-host of the Let's Talk About Sets comedy podcast. Wednesday, November 23rd, Matt White. He's a comedian, writer, and actor. He went from distracting classmates to engaging audiences. Friday and Saturday, November 25 and 26, Benji Brown. He's a key figure on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show while serving up the laughs on stage as well as the radio airwaves. It's safe to say that Benji is in high demand. Special note, all shows at both clubs are 18 plus, unless noted. All right, a rundown of what's going on at the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. Thursday, November 10th, Disney Junior live on tour, Costume Palooza. This show brings beloved Disney Junior characters and favorite Marvel superheroes together live on stage for a jam-packed concert-style show with singing, dancing, acrobatics, and more. Friday, November 11th at DPAC, Lewis Black, Off the Rails Tour. Lewis, known as the King of Rant, uses his trademark style of comedic yelling and animated finger-pointing to skewer anyone and anything that gets under his skin. Saturday, November 12th, it's Randy Rainbow, the Pink Glasses Tour. A New York Times best-selling author and four-time Emmy-nominated American comedian, producer, actor, singer, writer, and satirist is known for his popular YouTube series, The Randy Rainbow Show. Tuesday, November 15th through Sunday, November 20th, it's Hairspray. You Can't Stop the Beat. Hairspray, Broadway's Tony Award-winning musical comedy phenomenon, is back on tour. Join 16-year-old Tracy Turnblad in 1960s Baltimore as she gets set out to dance her way onto TV's most popular show. Tuesday and Wednesday, November 22nd and 23rd, Harry Connick Jr., a holiday celebration. One of the most beloved artists performing holiday music, Harry has been thrilling audiences around the world for decades with his definitive take on Christmas classics. Saturday, November 26th, at DPAC Mannheim. Knew I was going to flub that. Mannheim Steamroller Christmas. Grammy Award winner Chip Davis has created a show that features Mannheim Steamroller Christmas classics in the distinctive Mannheim sound. Tuesday, November 29th through Sunday, December 4th, Elf the Musical. Of course, this is the hilarious tale of Buddy, a young orphan child who mistakenly crawls into Santa's bag of gifts and is transported back to the North Pole. Unaware that he is actually a human, Buddy's enormous size and poor toy-making abilities cause him to face the truth. With Santa's permission, Buddy embarks on a journey to New York City to find his birth father, discover his true identity, and help New York remember the true meaning of Christmas. Wednesday, December 7th at DPAC, Allman Family Revival. This is a celebration of the life, spirit, and music of Greg Allman, hosted by his son, Blues Music Award-winning Devin Allman, and anchored by his group, the Devin Allman Project. That's Wednesday, December 7th. Saturday and Sunday, December 10 and 11, Carolina Ballet's The Nutcracker, featuring a live symphony orchestra. Wednesday through Sunday, December 14th through the 18th, Theater in the Park's A Christmas Carol. With a cast of almost 100, this wonderful holiday story is brought to life with great songs and tremendous heart. Monday, December 19th, A Magical Cirque Christmas. Thursday, December 22nd, Fantasia, the North Carolina native. Friday, December 23rd, the Hip Hop Nutcracker. Tuesday through Sunday, January 3rd through the 8th, Tina, the Tina Turner Musical. Okay, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh. Through November 13th, currently, Steel Magnolias. It's a North Carolina theater production at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, November 11th, Miriam Hernandez, Maimandi Concert Hall. Friday, November 11th, Southern Soul Music Festival. Saturday, November 12th, an evening with Ginuwine and Friends. That's at Memorial Auditorium. On Sunday, November 13th, Raphael. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Tuesday, November 15th, Damian Escobar at Fletcher Opera Theater. Thursday through Sunday, November 17th through the 20th, Beethoven Symphony No. 9, Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. November 18th, you've got Friday Favorites, Korngold Violin Concerto from the North Carolina Symphony, Maimandi Concert Hall at noon. Friday and Saturday, November 18th and 19th in the evening, Korngold Violin Concerto again from the North Carolina Symphony at Maimandi Concert Hall. Friday and Saturday, November 18 and 19th, The Nutcracker from Carolina Youth Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday and Sunday, November 19 and 20, The Dessertery. Come indulge yourself in a family-friendly holiday-themed dessert cafe. The Dessertery will feature elaborate holiday decor, all-you-can-eat sweets and hot cocoa, and more. And this is all at Kennedy Theater. Sunday, November 20th, Philharmonic Association Fall Concert at Maimandi Concert Hall. Wednesday, November 23rd, Gloria Trevi, the Isla Divina Tour. Wednesday, November 23rd, and Friday, November 25th, the Polar Express from the North Carolina Symphony. Wednesday's performance at 4, and Friday it's at 3. This is at Maimandi Concert Hall. Friday, November 25th, Dirty Dancing in Concert at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, November 25 and 26th, The Dessertery. Once again, this is at Kennedy Theater. Saturday, November 26, Memorial Auditorium, A Drag Queen Christmas. Saturday, November 26, Holiday in Rapture, Holiday in Rapture 3, A Night of Comedy and Smooth Grooves, Fletcher Opera Theater. December 2nd, Dave Cause and Friends, the 25th Anniversary Christmas Tour, Memorial Auditorium. And they're having the Dessertery, a holiday dessert cafe, several dates throughout December. December 2nd and 3rd, Handel's Messiah from the North Carolina Symphony. December 3rd, Carrie Ballet's Nutcracker. That's all at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Okay, Carolina Theater, West Morgan Street in Durham. Coming up Thursday, November 10th, the Fab Four, the ultimate tribute. Friday, November 11th, Claudia Oshry, Not Like Other Girls. Saturday, November 12th, Ariel Aesop's, presented by Story Up Ariel Theater. The performance is at 11 a.m. Thursday, November 10th, I already did that one. How about that? Saturday, November 12th, Boney James, Detour Tour, 2022. Sunday, November 13th, Board Teachers Comedy Tour. Tuesday, November 15th, Racist Roots, The Death Penalty, the Bitter Fruit of North Carolina's Racist Past. Wednesday, November 16th, An Evening with Lindsay Buckingham. That's a 7:30 show. Thursday, November 17th, The Monty, Holidays from Hell, and another at 7:30. November 18th, the Friday, Annie DeFranco with the Righteous Babes Review. Friday and Saturday, December 2nd and 3rd, the Holly Jolly Joshua Show. It shows at 9:45 a.m. on December 2nd and 11 a.m. on Saturday. December 3rd, that Motown Band holiday concert. Do you love songs like Heat Wave, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, Baby Love, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, and My Girl? Do you love artists like Smokey Robinson, The Temptations, The Supremes, and The Four Tops? Then you are going to love this group of talented vocalists and musicians. December 7th. Herb Alpert and Lainey Hall, and the show is A Christmas Wish. And that's the line. Well, we got one more. Saturday, December 10th, Triangle Youth Ballet's performance of The Nutcracker. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Comments or questions, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.